Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's right. Welcome in, welcome back, folks, to an edition of With the Iron Show. That's right. Welcome in, welcome back, folks, to a six things I am looking to see in the blue and gold game later this week edition of the Always Irish Show. As always, you can find the program on YouTube. Do it. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Appreciate it very much. Give the video a thumbs up. That helps Johnny out as well. Notifications on, that way you're alerted every time a new episode drops. I know you don't want to miss it. Call-in lines, 312-988-15. Call Johnny up. Tell him all you've heard and seen. Twitter, search bar, Always Irish, or at Always Irish Inc. Emails, alwaysirishnd at gmail.com. Audio only, anywhere you want it. You can get it if you don't want to see my face. I certainly don't blame you. Reminder, blue and gold tailgate. You're all invited. Let's go. You're all invited. All of you. Even the ones that troll me, you're invited. Let's go. Here's the deal. I got people asking me, John, I never been to one of your events before. Is it okay if I come, even though I don't, you know, you never met me personally? Yeah, that's the whole point. That's the whole point. So I appreciate the respect to like ask if you're invited. I want people that have never been before. Come by, tap me on the shoulder and go, John, this is my screen name or I like show, whatever. Crack a cold lid and have yourself a day. You're all invited. Let's go. Here's the goal. Most fun party at the blue and gold game. Let's make it happen. All right. Here's the deal. Oh, stadium lot. Look for the flags. That's the other thing on that state main stadium lot, kind of by Leahy Gate. Look for my white flags. I'll have two of them up, maybe one of them, depending on the wind. Look for my flag, big white flag. Can't miss it, okay? All right. Blue and Gold Week is here. And as always, we need to talk about what we want to see. Now, there's nuance with all the spring game stuff. Everybody's not available. The teams are divided. It's not full contact. Quarterbacks are wearing red. We got a goofy scoring system that is made out, whatever it is, you know. I understand all that. The blue and gold game is not a perfect test that's going to give you all the reality answers about what Notre Dame's going to be or not going to be and what parts of the team are good enough, not good enough. This isn't going to give you all those answers. But it is going to inform you on where I think summer camp, the first week of August, is going to be starting from. Very informative. So let's get into, I got a half dozen of these. I got a six pack. Things I want to see. While I'm going over it, I want you to tell me if you disagree, or if I'm off base, or if I'm missing some things you would add in here that you want to see that I don't have on my list, let me know. Here's number one. No more injuries. That was the most predictable number one of all time. No more injuries. No more. No more. Too many already. And it isn't just too many, it's too many to the wrong people. No injuries. And I realize you're going to be like, what a lame number one. That's a given. I don't care. I'm mentioning it anyways. Number two, all these quarterbacks look good and competitive. I need all three of these guys to get a ton of opportunities to show what they could do. And I know it's limited, and I know you have a red jersey on or whatever, but the reality is, when Riley Leonard got hurt, it was a big opportunity for all the other guys behind him to rise up and show what they could do. So I want all of these guys to look at it. It's like, well, we debated this. I'm recording this Monday. And on the morning show, we were debating on the call-in lines and on the chat. What are you going to do? These quarterbacks, like the Saturday scrimmage last week, it looked like Carr was the best guy. Like, is he going to jump Angeli and Minshew on the depth chart? Whatever. I don't have the answers to any of those questions. I just like asking the questions. I'd rather have too many young, good quarterbacks on the rise than not enough. Let the staff figure out how to navigate playing time and whose feelings hurt and all that. That's what they get paid the big bucks for. Let all these guys cook, show off what they want to show off and what they can show off. This is a great opportunity. Wide receivers. I want action. I want action. Specifically from guys we haven't seen play yet at ND. Mitchell, Cam Williams. Let these guys open it up. I want deep shots. I want middle crossers with room to run. Open it up. This group has a lot to prove about their consistency, their reliability, who could be relied upon in the season. They've got a lot to prove. And Den Brock's talking about a more exciting offense, more dynamic or whatever. We want to see these guys throw the ball around, and they deserve a chance to be able to throw the ball around. Let's see what they got. I'm not asking for us to run all the plays we want to run against A&M and show them what we're doing. I'm not asking for anything with that much exposure. But this is not a spring where it makes sense to play it real close to the vest with the quarterbacks and not let them do much. That doesn't make sense to me in the environment we're in at Notre Dame. Let these guys let it rip. Let them show off what they could be. Who can you rely on? Even some of the guys you like want to rely on, like Thomas, another hamstring. That was a guy entering last year. I'm like, that's your safety security blanket. Throw it to him when you need a catch. Like got and it, the injury hamstrung him all year. Now we got another one, bro. Don't like it. I don't know who I could trust. Who is reliable? Faison? Fine, but like I need more than that, that I trust. Who do you trust out of that group? I don't know. Take some shots on Saturday. Let me see a guy catch a ball in space and outrun everybody. Like, give me this action, boss. All I hear, Mitchell, speed, 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 speed. Let me see him get behind the number one Notre Dame defense then. Speed, speed, speed. Throw him across or over the middle. Let him make a move and then turn on the jets. I want to see it.
In today's fast-paced digital age, seamless and secure transactions for your business aren't a luxury. They're an absolute necessity. That's where your friends at Paisley step in. Paisley's in the business of making your business run smoother, not just as a payment processor, but as a true partner in your success and growth. Paisley's platform is intuitive, the fees are transparent, security ironclad, processing instant, and the support team is unmatched. If you're looking to take your business to the next level anywhere in the United States, call one of the all-stars of Always Irish Radio, Chicago's very own Tom Frawley at 773-332-7742 or email him tom@paisleypartners.com for a personalized payment processing consultation addressing your unique business needs. And be sure to tell them Always Irish sent you.
Number four, O-line. I have some anxieties. I just do. I don't care if you felt like the guys behind last year's tackles were fully primed and ready to be plugged in. I'd have major anxieties until I see it be good enough, regularly enough that I could trust it. Forget even whatever they're trying to figure out in the middle for now. You're replacing both of these tackles and you're going to A&M with fast SEC defensive guys right away. Mike Elko's going to be, if it's Riley Leonard and he's healthy and he's the starter, Elko is going to try and light those tackles of Notre Dame up. He's going to try and overwhelm them. He's going to try and confuse them. He's going to try and have them looking one way and something comes from it. He's going to throw everything. He's going to throw everything at Notre Dame and those young tackles on the road in the heat in their first big moment. So I'd like to see them hold up against our first string defense. Like, I don't know how much of that you're going to be able to gauge when the quarterbacks are two-hand touch and flag football, whatever. Like, I just have anxiety about this offense and or offensive line. And the trickle down of that is, that means I have anxiety about the whole offense. If I have anxiety about the offensive line, by default, I have anxiety about all of it. God bless Denbrock, man. Coming back here, we're building in all these new football offensive plans and we're going to be more electric. And guys like John in their basement get excited when they hear that that's the plan and everything. Up, you're screwed. It's that simple. If the O-line can't hold up, you're screwed. They got to be good enough to win a game week one. You do not have Navy, Central Michigan, you know, whatever. You don't have that. You have real SEC speed and talent week one. You got to be good enough. You don't have to be a fully formed, fully gelled unit. You got to be good enough to get enough done to be able to win that game. So I have anxieties about the O-line, what the plan is, what they want it to be, who's holding up, whatever. I'm sorry. Outside of injury, there's no quicker way for all these offensive dreams of Notre Dame to be ruined than a bad O-line. So if you want to say O-line you, it'll be fine because O-line you. Yeah, you go ahead and believe that and I'll worry about it all summer instead because I live in reality. I live in reality. And even the O-lines, they call O-line you, don't win anything as a group at Notre Dame. So even those O-lines I have problems with, let alone this one. Let alone this one. Major anxiety. On defense, I want to see new names flash. This bullet point puts me in a good mood. The last one caused me anxiety. Follow me here. Notre Dame's defense is going to be really good next year. Unless there's a bunch of injuries, they're going to be really, really good. Top 10, yes. Top 5, hopefully. They're going to be really tough and good. Okay? I know a lot of the key cogs to that. I know a lot of the pieces to that. I know a lot of those personalities. I know a lot of those players. I know that I can rely on them and the relative level of production I can expect to get. Now I want more. I know all that stuff, and I know who those characters are. Now I want more. I want cherries on top to get from a top 10 defense to a top 5. I want new names to flash. Treor, Burnham, Christian Gray, going to be the next secondary star. KVA, young, early. That's what I want. That's what I'm talking about. Osbury, whatever, Sneed. That's what I want. I know and am confident in what I'm going to get from the main group that's coming back and from Al Golden in year 3, putting it all together. What are the extras? I'm here Saturday for the cherries on top of that defense. Looking to go from really, really good to elite. That's what I want to see there. And then number 6. I want to see all these young guys. I want to see the speed. I want to see the length. I want to see the athleticism, the early enrollees, year 2 guys that we don't see a lot in the regular season. Now's the time. So I want to see youth. I want to see the early enrollees. I want to see speed flash. I want to see some big hits. Like that's what I want. I want to see the young guys get a chance to shine, try and break the 2 deep earlier, get on a special teams role next year, whatever it is. This is that moment. Let the young guys speed flash. So those are my 6-pack of what I want to see. No major injuries. All the quarterbacks cook and look competitive. Wide receiver, I'm about that action, and I hope it's not conservative. We need to see them get some real run. O-line, don't trust you till I'm proven I can. Better be week 1. Defense, new names. I want to see some new names flash. I want to see some final personnel packages put together here for certain spots, all that. And number 6, young guys, let them run. I want to see it. So that's what I have briefly, just off top of my mind. I'd like to know what you guys have. The D is in year 3. They should be ahead of the offense. That doesn't surprise me. I keep coming back to the idea at the end of this. This offense is going to have a lot of work to do in 3 weeks in August. That's the bottom line. They're going to have a lot of catching up to do. Implementing a new offense, guys injured, coming back, whatever. They are going to have a busy early August. So that's what I want to see. Let me know what else you would have on your list that I didn't have. Let me know.